Hey everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Edwards, along with Stu Smith.
Hello.
My podcast producer, and he's the Ed McMahon to my Johnny Carson. So today, we are talking about what are bump offers, one-time offers, and when and why you use them. This is amazing, Stu. This is like one of the most profitable things that you can do. Because let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to tell you a story.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You have children.
Yes.
Okay. I saw the picture of your son. Dear Lord in heaven, I would have hated to feed that kid growing up.
Still eating like a horse.
That was an investment. He's real tall, too. Where does he get that from? His wife's side? Your wife's side or what?
Yeah, all the men in her side of family are 6'4".
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. He's a big kid. You think he'll do anything in the military? Is he thinking about it or not really?
It is an option.
Okay.
There's some sort of federal, maybe law enforcement or federal service, military service perhaps. I'm not sure.
Because I remember 4 years ago, you're like, yeah, I think he's going to be a video game developer.
I'm not pushing him any direction.
That's good.
All the time. It's not my job to motivate you to serve. So,
quick story. So I had a, I have a book that I've been selling since August of 2001. And over the years, was selling about 10,000 copies a year. It's a lot. 10,000 copies a year, $29 a pop. That doesn't suck. So after I'd been selling it for about 10 years, I was introduced to the concept of a one-time offer. And a one-time offer is where after somebody has bought, they've paid, they've entered their information, they've put in their credit card, they've hit the buy button, they're buying. And they go to what they think is going to be the page where they're going to get their, whatever their order was or order confirmation. You say, hey, one quick sec, your order's not quite done. I've got a special one-time offer for you that you won't see anywhere else. And I said, I've heard about this for a while. I'll give this a try. So I added a one-time offer. For that, it was a 40, let's call it $50. It was like $49, call it $50 for the sake of math. And I immediately had a 20% take rate. In other words, 20% of all the people that bought for $29 also paid me an extra $50. Now, most people would have been excited. They would have been like, oh man, that's really great. I got really depressed because I realized I had left $1 million on the table over the last year. What am I talking about? Well, 10,000 times 20% is 2,000. 2,000 times $50 is 100,000. Okay. $100,000 times 10 years of not having an OTO. Guess what? That's $1 million. Okay. It came out to like 970,000. It was close enough to 1 million that I just kind of went and laid in the bed for a couple of days and was like, I'm stupid. I suck. I'm an idiot. I suck. And then I got over it and it has performed really well ever since. So the first thing I want you to take away from this, if you're not doing one-time offers, you're wrong. You are just straight wrong. Because a certain percentage of people between, in my experience, between 10 and 30%, really 15 and 30% more accurately, of people who buy from you want to buy as much stuff as they can, and they've got their credit card in hand, and they would love to buy more stuff from you if you offer it. Just like all of us do. If we're really into something, and you've already bought something, and you're feeling great, and then somebody says, hey, I'll give you something to help you do it faster. I'll give you some, I'll include something to make it even easier. I'll walk you through it. I'll do it for you. I mean, Stu, you know how much money you could make if you could get people into shape by doing push-ups for them?
That would be something.
That would, yeah, we'd be in business together. Mm-hmm. I'd be your manager. So the point though is that that's an OTO. That's a one-time offer. And there's really four different ways that you can, or four or five different types of OTOs you can do. You can do the OTO of more of what you just bought. So that's a great one for like anything from dog food to supplements, any type of consumable thing. It can be, here's a tool to help you do it faster and easier. There's coaching. Let me coach you through it. Let me work with you one-on-one. Let me give you more information. And then also, let me just do it for you. Those are the four main options, okay? There are other derivations, sure. So, and Vicky just said light bulb moment. There you go. Nice. Mm-hmm. So let's talk for a minute about a bump offer. So an order bump or an upsell. That's an order bump and an upsell are pretty much the same thing. An upsell is not a one-time offer because an order bump or an upsell happen before people make the first purchase. So, example, that's why I asked if you had kids. You ever taken your kids to the grocery store when they were little? When you get up to the counter to check out and you're putting stuff on the belt, what is at eye level for little Mary and little William? Huh?
Yeah, candy.
Candy. Yep. Yeah. Did they ever whine for candy?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, they never whined, but okay. They were pretty good kids. Asked. They always wanted it. Yeah.
Right. And they asked. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. When they're too scared to ask, but they're not too scared to grunt.
Right.
You know, yeah. That means you have control over your kids. They're like, that's what an order bump is. So why would you want to do that? Because it helps you make more money. Why would you do that instead of an OTO? That's a great question. And the answer is, it depends. It just depends on how you've set up your funnel, what your value ladder is. It comes down to a test. So, for example, and I don't know the exact percentage right now, so I can't tell you, but I can tell you that the percentage is high. And maybe Susan knows the percentage and she'll put it in the comments if she knows it. And that is for the Copywriting Secrets book. When you go to copywritingsecrets.com and you fill out the form to get a free copy of the book and you just pay small shipping and handling, we offer an order bump for the audio version of the book, which, full disclosure, is me reading the book to Stu because he didn't want to read it. So I was like, hey, dude, I read David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me, and I was thinking it'd be cool that I could read the book and then you would, you could ask me questions. And this was like how our podcast was born, or maybe we were already doing the podcast, but we already had that dynamic of Stu would listen to me talk and then try and poke holes in my story. So that's how we created that audio version, which people love. I mean, people go nuts over it. And I got to think at least 20% of the people take that order bump for the audiobook version. And it's not cheap. It's worth it, though.
Nice.
And so that's a great example of using an order bump. You see it a lot with a book or a free plus shipping offer or something. And then you offer an alternative version of whatever they're getting. Or, you know, example, let's say you were selling dog food. You could do an order bump for a, thank you, Carl. Carl says audio version is awesome. But let's say if you were selling dog food, what would be some obvious order bumps that you could do with the dog food? Not a one-time offer, but an order bump. To me, it's like some type of ergonomic dog bowl or one of those dog bowls that has the grooves in it to keep little Scruffy from scarfing down his entire bowl in one scarf. Mm. Or treat. A combination water, water, other bowl, low-calorie treats, because all my chihuahuas are getting fat. They look like these little sausages with legs because I give them too many treats and their idea of exercise is jumping on the couch. So Leslie says dog supplements. So that could be something too. So typically though, the order bump is something that goes with the, with what you're buying. It doesn't have to be, but it, it just, it, it got to feel right. And then for the OTO, for the one-time offer, you might say, okay, you just bought a case of unicorn dog chow, and I'd like to offer you three more cases at 30% off right here, right now. You'll never see this. So instead of getting one case, you get five cases, which is enough for the next 45 days. And if you, and if you really want, on the next pay, on the next OTO, I would offer an auto ship, so that you never run out of food, you never run out of yummies for your dog. That would typically be the way I would do the OTOs. So Sarah asked an interesting question that goes along with, now that we've given you the background and the stuff about what is a one-time offer, what is an order bump, when and why do you use them? Do you think we have covered that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Good. So then Sarah asked a cool question that I thought was really good, which was what?
Has anyone ever tried putting a bump offer on a free lead magnet page?
And I thought that was brilliant. It was at least worth a test because I've never seen it done. And that doesn't mean it's not, it wouldn't work. In some cases, if you think about it, let's say, okay, let's say, for example, Stu was offering his, was offering a report on, I don't know, 10 free workouts, or he was doing just like 10 workouts to increase upper body strength, or, you know, the whatever it is, and then had a little box that you could check that said, hey, want to get a whole year's worth of workouts for just $17? Click here. And mechanically, there's a bunch of different ways you could do that. You could have them just check the box, and when they clicked on the, after they put in their name and email, or just their email, when they clicked the link, it would take them on the next page, where it would basically serve, be a one-time offer, but in their mind, they're already going there to buy it. So psychologically, it's like, let's say that Stu wanted to sell his book. So he gives away the report, and then somebody hits the thing to get the free report, and they go to a page, and it says, hey, your free report's on its way. But while you're waiting, let me tell you about a book I have that teaches you all these calisthenics and all this other stuff. It normally sells for $39, but I'll let you have it for $15 plus shipping. So that's one way. That's the OTO. But imagine what somebody's reaction would be, or somebody's acceptance would be of that offer, if on the opt-in page they check a box that says, "Hey, yeah, I'd like to get, I'd like to add this to my, I'd like to get this book." So they check a box and then see an offer, as opposed to just seeing an offer. I got to believe that that would increase conversion rate. It's worth a test. That's why I got excited, because I was thinking about the psychological impact of it. And so really the funny thing is that you could set this up so that you're making the offer on the next page. You could have the box that says, you know, I'd like to add the entire calisthenics book or tactical strength book for $17 plus free shipping. I would do it as a free shipping offer.
Sure.
In the continental US. But, and then when they click through, whether they click the box or not, they're going to see the offer. But I would just be, I want to know what the difference in conversion rate would be between the people who had that little, that little heads up, that little preframe as, and check the box, as opposed to the ones that didn't. It's kind of like in the 5-minute perfect webinar. For those of you who are in funnel scripts, you've seen that. And it's at the very end of the 5-minute perfect webinar, there's a little breadcrumb that gets dropped where it says something like, And we also have, and we also have an entire book on how to do tactical strength training, no matter what your level. And it's amazing. But today, right now, we're talking about the 10 free weeks of exercises, which are really cool. So go ahead and put in your name and email, and we'll get it out to you right away. And they click the thing. And then on the next page, it makes the offer for whatever the next thing is, or it makes the offer for the thing for them to get. And then the OTO is for the thing that you drop the breadcrumb about. I know this isn't really making 100% sense, but it's pre-framing them, or hopefully it's making sense, but I'm thinking it through as we're going on it. But you're pre-framing it. You're dropping a little thing about it, and then you're just, it's like a throwaway. It's called, it's also called salting. And it's also called opening a loop. But it would be like Stu doing an article and saying, or doing an article and then at the end saying, by the way, I learned, you know, I discovered this when working with one of my personal one-on-one coaching clients, which I have a very limited number of. So go ahead and check out this book, because it's, you know, the culmination of, it's definitely based on real world experience. So now we have dropped, they know we're telling them about a book, but we've opened a loop about what this, I could work with this dude one-on-one. You're shitting me. And then they get the book. And then after they do the book, they get the one-time offer for, hey, you could work with me for 3 months one-on-one with a special offer, special one-time offer. And they're like, oh dang, I could work with this dude one-on-one. It's just that pre-framing, open loop, salting, whatever you want to use, you want to say. And I got to believe that that's worth a try on a free lead magnet. I'm going to actually, on my next thing, I'm going to figure out how I can do that. Anyway, those are kind of, now my brain is thinking, and so I look distracted, and there you go. So,
no, it's great. It was a great question, but as with any great question, the answer always is, let's test it.
Yeah.
Let's see how that works. You know, test it on a product, test it on getting leads, you know, whatever that is. We did have another question that I thought was pretty good, just asking about what script would you use for product descriptions in a print-on-demand store. You know, someone, Rosinda asked that question in the live segment here. So
it would depend, but if you think about it, you know, there's so many of them, and inside of funnel scripts, I mean, one of the things I would use, whether funnel scripts or the Jim Edwards Method Premium, you need a headline. That's number one. Anything you're selling needs a cool headline. The other thing is bullets always are great, especially when you have limited space. So 4 or 5 amazing bullets can take you a long way. So we have the Bullet Wizard inside of Copywriting Secrets. You know, we have the, just look real quick. We have the Special Offer Wizard inside of the Jim Edwards Method Premium. That helps you just create quickie, almost like a flyer. You think about a flyer,
yep,
or something, that kind of a thing. So that would be the start of it. That would be where I would start. Everything always starts with your avatar, and then it moves on to the headline.
Yeah. One thing I like to do, Jim, is the Hidden Persuasion Wizard. If you're looking for bigger content, like, you can turn that into an article real easy, and it is just perfectly designed to, like I said, it's hiding the persuasion of mixing in the sales copy with some content, which is genius. Yeah.
And the Hidden Persuasion Wizard also is a good way to add a preamble to a to a description as well. It's a story, and it's a story about the people, about the prospect. So, you know, hook, story, offer, the story can be the hidden persuasion wizard as well inside the Jim Edwards Method Premium. Okay.
So did we answer the question, you know, when you, the bump offer and the one-time offer, you know, when's the best time to use them?
Every time.
Okay.
Don't, in other words, that's, don't make my $1 million mistake and get a, say, okay, here's the biggest mistake that people make in this area. They're like, okay, I'm going to get my basic funnel up and running. And then once I've got it running, then I'll go back and worry about the one-time offer. Then I'll go back and worry about the order bump. The problem is that you never go back and add it. And also, when you're first advertising this, when you're first rolling it out, you've got to have as much, as many different ways to increase the revenue as possible. So having a good order bump or having a good one-time offer can spell the difference between losing money and breaking even, or breaking even and making a profit. And most people, when they're losing money, especially when they're testing ads and they're all nervous and freaking out and stuff, they stop. In other words, they just, oh, this isn't working. This is bull crap. This is no good. This is, you know what I mean? It's not smart, but it also requires a little more work. So most people want to throw something against a wall and see if it sticks, as opposed to actually bust and hump and giving your really best effort and making sure that you've done the best you can when you start tracking and you start advertising and stuff. Is that, I hope I'm not sure no. in my flu shot befuddlement, whether that makes sense or not.
No, it's a great answer. You know, not only that, it helped explain a little bit of the differences of, you know, what they actually are versus, you know, when we actually don't even realize they're there, you know, right. like the candy aisle. Oh, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
You know, of a, you know, checkout process.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that it does. If you use a tool like Funnel Scripts or the Jim Edwards Method Premium, and you really have your avatar nailed, then you're able to get more done faster anyway. So what used to take you 2, 3, 4 weeks to put everything together, if you really sit down, you can get it done. You can get it done in a day or two. You can get it all done. I mean, you sit down and really focus and bust it out, you can get the first draft done really fast. No, the term upsell is not used for both of these things. Upsell and bump, order bump, are the same thing. A one-time offer, but an upsell happens before they have actually put in their money. A one-time offer happens after they've put in their money. Now, that doesn't mean that other people don't use the term upsell to describe either or of these, but in the Jim Edwards world, in my universe, along with Stu Smith, we define them as such. So OTO / upsell happens before they actually pay. One-time offer happens after they pay. So that's our definition.
I also throw in a one-time offer for anybody who leaves a cart like unchecked out, like it's an unfulfilled cart, or what, I can't remember what it's called.
Abandoned cart.
Yeah. I always throw an upsell automatic email for anybody who abandons a cart.
What do you offer them, like a special deal?
Just give them a coupon code.
Coupon
code. That maybe they did not realize existed. And then they're like, oh, okay. So I can save $5 on this. I'll pull the trigger. And you can actually see in the store, you know, on the Shopify store, where that percentage of sales increases.
You know, nice. That's smart.
Yeah, compared to
what percentage would you say that actually works on? I mean, is it's worth doing?
Oh yeah, it's 25 to 30%.
Oh damn.
Yeah. Whereas they compare it next to other Shopify stores. You know, that most abandoned carts, you know, are about 7-8%.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely worth adding a little extra something in that abandoned cart email that people can automatically do.
That's pretty cool.
And I didn't have to figure that out. It was one of the features on Shopify store that allowed, you know, just said, hey, do you have an abandoned cart email? I'm like, no, I don't.
Hey, and I just want to point out, inside of Funnel Scripts,
what
we have the abandoned cart email scripts, which will write your abandoned cart emails. So just pointing that out, you whack on them a couple, three times to get them to come back and buy. Just saying, someone might say, wow, it'd be cool if somebody create a script to help me write those emails. Yes. Someone did, because I'm someone.
That's impressive.
So there you go. All right. Well, this was good. I hope y'all enjoyed this. We do pay. We didn't answer all the questions that we got in the comments and stuff. We just didn't have time. But Stu does track them, and we talk about them in future episodes and stuff. And again, if you are not a member of Funnel Scripts, you should be. You can go to funnelscripts.com, watch cool training with Russell Brunson and myself, and then go ahead and sign up. You can also check out the Jim Edwards Method Premium. We put the link in there. But if you go to the jimedwardsmethod.com, there's a link in the upper right where you can click over to it. Somebody asks, is there a way to be an affiliate for Funnel Scripts? Yes, it is part of the ClickFunnels affiliate program. And it is not immediately available inside of the affiliate program. You have to qualify in order to be able to sell. I think you have to sell $1,000 worth of ClickFunnels stuff in a 30-day period in order to unlock that. Same thing with the Copywriting Secrets book. So they do that just to keep the circus from getting too crazy. So, but that's Copywriting Secrets is part of that universe as well as far as an affiliate program. So, Stu, any final words?
No, thanks for the ideas. You know, you guys are going to the sales copy content or sales copywriting content marketing hacks group on Facebook and ask questions. I mean, most of these questions were answered by you that are members of the group, but some of them are just so good that I thought it may be a great show.
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
So if you're not already a member, make sure you go over to Facebook and join our group, the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks. You have to fill out a little application. That's how we keep the trolls and the crazies at bay. So there you go. All right. Well, we will talk to y'all soon. Thanks for joining us, Stu. Great job. And we will talk to you soon.